So this fact, namely that one should develop compassion towards sentient beings that are under the sway of mental deception and suffering, can be established logically or justified through logic. Because if existence were real or true, then there would be no benefit whatsoever to develop compassion. So, if cyclic existence and its suffering were to be truly existent, then there would be no means that would lead to liberation from samsaric existence, but due to the reason that mental confusion, suffering, etc., lack inherent existence, one can be freed from samsaric existence. So then one may wonder if beings are illusion-like, who is it that is freed from suffering? And so the answer to that is that it's a being is freed from his or her mental confusion or illusion due to the fact that confusion or mental deception lack inherent existence. So one is freed from mental deception. So then one may wonder if enlightened beings and enlightened realms also are like an illusion, since it is said that all phenomena are illusion-like, and this is the case. These are illusion-like as well. So by the statement that a Buddha is illusion-like, one should understand its meaning being emptiness, its meaning as emptiness and appearance inseparable. So illusion-like beings attain illusion-like Buddhahood by accumulating illusion-like spiritual merit.
So
if one practices the path with the understanding that existence or phenomena are ultimately empty and on a relative level they are illusion-like, they appear as illusions. So practicing the path with this understanding then is the conduct of the Prajnaparamita.
Tene te tongzo te chertan serur je zubda taro rikza nam nam je yor nam nandong yirmi de tene nanga sen de satong yirmi de gogo yirmi.
So then the mode of emptiness here is as follows. With respect to the external world, the five sense objects, sound, form, etc., these should their true nature should be understood to be appearance and emptiness inseparable. And with respect to the subject, i.e. the mind, it should be understood to be clarity and emptiness inseparable. So then the inner mind, its true nature is clarity and emptiness inseparable, and from the creativity of this mind then appear external objects, being appearance and emptiness inseparable.
Mlanja Sirje Zuta Terrorics and Navat and Nando Yemere Mlanja Kapje, same test at all Yemere.
So, if we consider the dream state, then all appearances in a dream that appear to be external, such as form, sound, and so forth, are nothing but the inseparability of appearance and emptiness. And the mind in the dream state is clarity and emptiness inseparable.
Tene nga su tambe chu ji nyam yin se te tene shipa sato yemi yimba te yimba ngo hi gogre to gogre yor na do yemi yimba te yimba ngo hi hin to gogre.
So then through the practice of the Dharma, we should come to recognize and realize that the true nature of objects, such as form, sound, and so forth, is appearance and emptiness inseparable. And we should also come to realize and recognize that the true nature of mind, the subject, then, is clarity and emptiness inseparable. So then if one realizes the true nature of the inner mind being clarity and emptiness inseparable, then in consequence, suffering, disturbing emotions, and so forth will decrease and vanish. So suffering and disturbing emotions will be self-liberated.
Topayena, Sirurji Yor Zangi Latin de Tini Danda Dungaji Sovachetu.
So, if one realizes external objects to be appearance and emptiness inseparable, then the suffering that occurs due to conceiving of phenomena as either attractive or repulsive will not appear.
So then
one may wonder if a person is like an illusion. Who is it, or what is it, or how come that one passes on from one life to the other? One has had a former existence and one will again take rebirth as another individual in the future. And so Rinpoche says that this process is illusion-like, i.e. it's an illusion-like individual that proceeds from one life to the other.
Leetan leejanami teso yang jamatava yinam yinam sena te yang jamatavres. Leetan leejanami yang jamatav.
So then if the lives or existences we pass through are illusion like, then one may ask whether karma and its effect are illusion like as well, and Rinpoche says they are.
Tetar dunga te jumatava yinba, denbar mato na yabu dote, deva te denbar meba jumatava yina yabu mudu samna te mare, deva yang jumatava ngo hiba yina, deva le kencha yo mare, te kencha meba lte te deva lte te, tene dunga chek mare, deva dunga jugumare.
Oh, then the usual attitude is then that one is very contented with that suffering lack inherent existence, that it is illusion-like, but one is not so content with that the same goes for happiness. One would like happiness to be truly existent, but then Rinpoche says this is a wrong attitude, because if one understands and realizes that happiness as well lack inherent existence, one will not come to experience suffering arising from being attached to happiness. So one is not attached to a happy state of mind, and therefore one will not come to experience suffering because of this attachment, i.e. when the happiness change into suffering later. So the majority of beings suffer from the fact that their happy state change into that of suffering. So due to the change of one's state of mind, one suffers, and this springs then from being attached to happiness. So we can consider our own personal experience, and from that we can know that feelings of happiness and sorrow change very quickly, frequently, and this is an indication of their lack of inherent existence, of them being not real or true.
Never matter of Jinji, Jogo Jogo Yosa.
Tiki Jumson.
Te Pedro, Jumson. Hey, later. Te Pete, Aboyore.
Well,
then.
We can
call Melon Jonze, Yoyan, Yosi, Zuni, Jonze, Yoyan, Yosi. Metanger, but here's a Zuni, then I'm used to entertain the Yavanese. Gendinchi Bisondo, 10 hour a day, require Aboyo. Pay Aboyo. Melon Jonze, Yonayan, Yovar Jordan, Zuni Yovar Jordan. Don Jonze, Yonay, Yovar Jova, Yova Nikatan Zoero. The Yovan Jovose Bate, Zuni de Yovatan Jorate, Temple Meva. Pay taking the hips and that Jora Mambo Sebate, Tene, Rangija Madoba, Yuma Tene, Jordan of Tales.
So then feelings of happiness and or sorrow then are unstable, they change quickly. And so in this context we should consider an example Rinpoche gives. We consider the reflection of ourselves in a mirror. And so if the mirror moves a bit, then the reflection in the mirror moves. And if we move our body a bit, the reflection in the mirror moves as well. And so this then is an indication of the instability or changing nature of phenomena in general, an indication of their lack of inherent existence. So then, if we consider then all phenomena and their instable nature or instability, we can do it considering the object or the subject. So with respect to instability of objects, then we have the mentioned example. And with respect to that of the subject, i.e. the individual, Julchengi Yovadi Kandesung Song Pe Sung Varave.
Yorjin Yorvada Yurchengi Yova Ni Yovati.
In Julchengi Yove Pe Sung Varave. So then we have the instability of subject and object both. Then through that we can know that or understand that all phenomena are instable, unstable, they are changing. So then we should direct this process of changing into a positive one. And that is done through the practice of the Dharma. So then if we accumulate negative karma due to conceptual changes, due to the belief in a truly existent ego or an truly existent I, then that is a negative change. So if to due to the So if due to the accumulation of negative karma, one takes rebirth in inferior states such as those of the hells, then the origin of this then is the belief in a truly existent ego or an I. And so due to that, due to mental deception, our course of experience have taken a very negative direction.
Dancing change, Kansa, Nikupe, Nikupa, Nikok, Kok, 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 Kok
Experience which ensues from taking rebirth in the hell realms and so forth is then comparable to a person that is under the influence of ego clinging, being asleep, and dreams of being carried off by a flood or burnt by a fire.
Tene tapen jorvate kandere sana manam do tene manam zambo tamanda uchires.
So then. Chu
sene tapen jorvate zambo jorvate manam jikapste manam zambo tamanda andravare.
So then we have the opposite, namely that once. Course of experience changes into something positive, into purity, through the practice of the Dharma, and then this is comparable to a nice dream. So it is very important to recognize and understand these two aspects of reality, the ultimate being the lack of inherent existence, emptiness, and the conventional or relative level being that appearances are illusion-like. So this was then a brief explanation on a verse in a sutra called Dupa. If there was a dweller, so to speak, in this case then the ego, it would follow that the ego or the one who dwells would have to be permanent, it would have to be a single one, a single unit, and since the skandhas are many and change constantly, then in consequence it follows there is no possibility for a permanent, unchanging dweller with respect to them. So, therefore, we can consider the imagined dweller to be like a film, because the gyumtsen kare songso. Because skandhas are many and they are constantly changing, they are impermanent, so therefore they can be compared to a film.
Just say, Pareje ten le chaya ka wo del se.
So, well, the word Rinpoche used means usually film in Tibetan, but then I said it's a rather funny example. So he says with this he means the light on the screen, and that light changes all the time. So he doesn't mean the film actually, but the light on the screen.
When I tapumpong a mane na dancing je namdo te ne mayonga sana te dancing je namdo te tele chang ne gmare ne papor madubre.
So then now we have seen that there is no one who dwells within the five skandhas. We saw that this was not possible. So then one may ask oneself whether then it is not the concept or belief in an ego that dwells. So generally, depending upon our changing mind, our changing concepts, then we experience external change because of that. So when we are in a happy frame of mind, when the internal aspect, that is our concepts, are happy ones, then we see, we experience the world as pleasant. So when we are unhappy, when we experience sorrow, then the external world will be experienced differently. So if we consider these changes or the ways in which we experience the external world, depending upon our state of mind, we will see that it is our experience of the world is colored, so to speak, by our mood. So, in particular, our views of different persons come about due to our concepts of them. So, due to our concepts, we see people either as our enemies, friends, or neutral. So then we should minutely examine our concepts that are related to people, changes such as those of an enemy changing into a friend and the other way around. So we should well consider all those changes.
So if
one does such a minute analysis, we will come to see that changes in the external world, such as an enemy changing into a friend and the other way around, these changes come about due to our frame of mind, due to change of our concepts?
This is the thing that Deva the Dunga Jitsorva, Zoom to Baji Yuvare. This is the time Jijang, the Namdola Ralepre.
So then there are other experiences, very intense happiness or sorrow, and these as well come about due to concepts.
Dedo ko chowa zo mudoba kande yeres na pena kahe sem la gawa chembo chona gata ne hingin da kahe donga ge hingin to de mo kahe yong yeres
so
te chewa te to da nam do ge hige
there are
nam do hyok chim bi to ge
there are actually people that die from having too strong emotions such as intense happiness or intense sorrow, so their deaths then are brought about by strong concepts.
Mo ka che tam nyin bo ha che nyin bo tu de ga da che ye re ka cha ka che ke cha do cha che so na do da ne che ye re ti dra de ke zo po la ne ba kap tu kwan da wo ka ye zo ge ye ma re yin ya ti dra de le ten pe nam do de chi nam do ge hyo ge de ne che ye re
so then there are persons when hearing something very pleasant they develop a very intense joy, which is too strong, and so they die. And the same goes for sorrow or suffering. They hear something which brings them suffering, and this suffering becomes so intense that they die. And in fact, their death then was brought about by something they heard, by a sound. So the sound in itself cannot harm one's physical body, so it is in fact a too strong emotion or a too strong concept that bring about the deaths in these cases.
Then again, as Namdo Hyogla Samnon Dangugan, Namdo Hyogla Samnon Dana, then as Senna Gavotjon Ramame Bargemo Hyorvata, Mikyo Hyorvata, Mini Cho Hyorvata, Senna Yan Dongajon, Lamsang Munke Hyorvata. Mainly, Chima Hyogo Yure, Te Namdog Hyogye Zogo Yure.
So then, the intensity of one's concepts then can be something very strong. For example, upon hearing something that brings one happiness or joy, then the intensity of this experience can be so strong that one uncontrollably cries out of joy, or one uncontrollably cries out of sorrow. So here then, through these examples, we can see that the intensity of concepts can be very great. So if one then understands that the intensity of thoughts or concepts is very strong, can be very strong, then one will understand that there will be different concepts then, such as those of happiness and those of sorrow.
Sorva de namto shushempu latene.
It was a mistake. It should be that then we can see that or understand that due to feelings of either sorrow or happiness are brought about by concepts or thoughts.
Tetar dedo go tsoba te namdo la ra le per namdo gen jorwa le te ne suma yin per te te ne nga te namdo gen jorwa te nyamba nyi
So, having understood that thoughts of either sorrow or happiness come into existence or are brought about due to concepts, then we should proceed to apply ourselves so that we may be able to realize equality or sameness.
Tan dor dona tene sanje me chap tu le ne pa po de nam to yang gong ge jum sin ti se ne tene ne ge yum ar.
So therefore, for the reasons mentioned, we will see and understand then that there is actually no one dwelling in inconceivable time. There is not this concept of a self or an ego that dwells in inconceivable time. So having seen that the cause of all changes is concepts or thoughts, then we should try to understand or realize the nature of these concepts.
Tene namdo le kande se che gure se na number to pa te selando kam nanando kam palando kirap se che gure.
So then one should analyze whether or one should see whether it is possible to find thoughts or concepts somewhere, if one can find them within one's body, outside of it. De barla sena, de supugi nang yaminasi.
Deni gibarta.
Deni gibarta. Sidang nang gibarta.
Sida nang gibarta, re.
Or in between those two.
Re. Yet Namdo the Tambo Kanlin Soma. Ye, Pardo Kanlin Neba, Tarkan the Drova Sola Jiggle.
And one should examine where these concepts come from, what is their source, if they dwell somewhere, and if they finally dissolve into somewhere.
They hear the number Toba Tela, Tene, Yetan. To Vietan, Domboso, Yem Dogam, Carpota, Marpota, Serboso, Cado Dogam, Yang Hidab Chitago.
And one should also analyze whether thoughts have form, whether they are square, round, etc., whether they are colored, if they are white or red, for example.
Tetar Tagin Jebetse, Jetam.
So if one analyzes in this manner described, one will come to see that one cannot actually find thoughts. They are not existent as such. So then one can actually not find thoughts existent as such. There is no subtle entity existing as such, and nowadays scientists has found that atoms that were formerly believed to be indivisible are not anymore. So there is no subtle entity existent as such.
Tena tene ngatsu namdo de mata maje na yoba nyamnyong tene dropa la ta yin je na ma dropa re.
Nyamnyong tene ta shi.
Mata maje na namdo de.
Yoba
dropa yore. Mo so yoba re. Ine yang Mata mate pekapsu yeb namdo te taki jen ma robate te namdo te satong samyin bares. Satong samyin betak.
If we do not examine concepts or thoughts as was described, then we will have an experience of them as being true or real, as if they were there actually. But if examining these thoughts, then one will find that this is not the case. They lack inherent existence. So just as we saw with time, the ultimate nature or true nature of concepts or thought is also inconceivable. So therefore, we have to realize the inconceivable nature of
thoughts.
So if we realize the inconceivable nature of thoughts, then there is no need for trying to obstruct or accomplish thoughts.
Tene namdo ran yinje ma do pate namdo ki ying de se na yang de gre. Namdo ki ying.
Namdo ki ying.
Namdo ki ying.
Namdo ki ying.
Re. Namdo ki ying.
Namdo ran yinje ma do pate yang
namdo ki ying.
Namdo
ki ying de namdo ke namdo ke bayang ki ying.
So this
namdo ran yinje ma do pat namdo ke bayang ki ying dang kyang ki ying dang long yang ki ying.
So then the lack of inherent existence of thoughts can then also be termed the open, relaxed, spacious
sphere
of thoughts. So thoughts of sorrow and happiness should then be dissolved into this spacious, opened, relaxed state of mind.
Tena nga tsu sanje ji chu te namdo gun trupa na tso ba te namdo gun ne lo pa yang ki ying so tempa am trobe tab re zhe na tene dege yore.
So one can then say that the teachings of the Buddha are means enabling one to dissolve thoughts into this open and relaxed state of mind. One dissolves mental confusion or deception into an open, relaxed state of mind.
Tene namdo la takye takzor tanzor te doi lo ta saja chenpo da zoba chenpo tumung lo gre yambu yer.
So this method, which was described on how to analyze thoughts, is then in common for the sutras and for the Mahamudra and Mahaati traditions. So then this was a brief explanation on that time is impermanent and its final aspect is emptiness. And that thoughts or concepts lack inherent existence. De samkimi kafe du dang nam to samkimi kafe yimba.
Du.
Song songa.
Du som de sanje machapa. Du som nyamba ni zena degre.
And that time is inconceivable. The three aspects of time.
Namdo rangi nje marupa.
Are equality or sameness, And this goes also for concepts. It's the same with respect to concepts.
Oh, yeah.